Brighton Festival 2017. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
Let's look forward now to a dance event that's coming up next week. This Bright Field is on at the Dome on Thursday, the 25th of May. It's a world premiere for Brighton-based choreographer and designer Theo Klinkard, who has created a dance piece in two parts. In the first part, the audience go on stage in small groups for an intimate encounter with the performers. And in part two, the audience return to the auditorium for striking lighting design, bold costumes and live music.
My name's Theo Klinkard. I'm a choreographer and designer based in Brighton, and I also run my own dance company. We have 12 dancers, and we are bringing our new work, This Bright Field, to Brighton Festival in May. So This Bright Field, the new work for my company, is in two parts. The audience are invited initially in small groups onto the stage to share the space with the dancers. They are situated on the edges of the space, and they've all got a different viewpoint on the action. On stage, we're really engaging with that subjective viewpoint for the audience, so giving them different experiences, intimate relationships with the dancers on stage. The second part, however, all of the audience are in the auditorium, and it's much more of a kind of conventional end-on setup, but we're trying to look at what that individual connection you've made with one of the performers is then situated within the larger group. With a new work, I'm really looking at vision and also touch, but I guess there's been a recent theme for me about dealing with the human experience through the senses as a means of connecting and communicating with the audience in a way which is not abstract, but it still lets the work be from the body and of the body. So all of the work that I make is essentially portraiture of the people who are in the piece. So I really work with who is in the room. And something very particular for me about getting the right cast for this new work, with it being my own company, I've taken a lot of time, about 2.5 years, to find the right group and collect the right people together. So with a diverse group, I'm really celebrating difference on stage, and it's something that I'm really passionate about politically. And the early stages, we're in the early stages of the creation now, it's really been tapping into what resonates with those performers, what really gets them moving, what moves them, if you like, and seeing if I can let them be visible on stage in all of their beautiful difference. Being part of Brighton Festival and also being invited to be an associate at the Dome means for the first time I've really got a connection to my hometown. So I've performed in Brighton over the years and I've presented my company there, but this really kind of gives us a kind of home base, if you like, and to be presenting work in one of my favourite theatres is just an absolute dream come true.
And that was Theo Klinkard talking about his piece This Bright Field, a dance event. I call it an event because the description sounds fascinating. But if that tempts you, it tempts me. Part one.
Me too.
And there's it's Thursday, 25th of May, but the part one is every 20 minutes from 5 till 7 p.m. And I think you book your slot for that.
Yes.
And then the part two is at 8 p.m.
Which is everyone all together.
So you can have your intimate encounter and then a drink, which is something I think is a good combination based on historic experience. And then you can go in with everyone else into the auditorium.
And I've been looking at the video actually on the Brighton Festival website.
How does it look?
Oh, it looks stunning. It looks really, really good. Very, very dramatic costumes and fantastic movement. So looking good to me.
It just sounds like a very different way of doing a dance production, that sort of very intimate experience to start with. And then back in the auditorium, having been up close and personal with the people you're then in the back of the auditorium watching. So a fascinating way of doing it.
Yeah. So that's This Bright Field taking place at the Dome Thursday next week, 25th of May. One night only. So grab your tickets for that, I reckon.
Brighton Festival 2017. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.